Well, hi, everybody. My name is Brett Felter. I was really excited to sign up for this event, but it took me a little bit of extra time to think about what is the story I want to tell, because I really thought about what it means to me to dismantle the disability narrative. And I, after some time, thought about this just silly story that happened a few years ago, so I'll get right to it. So in November of 2011, a good friend of mine from college, Coleman, got married in Chicago. And anyone who's gone to school out of state or has a lot of, you know, college friends who live out of state, you know that, like, in your 20s and 30s, the weddings are the opportunities to really all get together and live it up like you're back in college again. So So I had graduated in 2003, and because of the progressive disability I have, I started using a wheelchair in 2009. So most of my friends in college didn't really know me as a wheelchair user. And this was also, so this was 2011, a little bit early on in my experience in being in a wheelchair. And I was still sort of learning about what I'm comfortable doing and what I feel like I should sort of avoid. And so the reception at this wedding took place at an old mansion in Chicago that was on the second floor of a building with no elevator. So I had to transfer into a manual chair, leave my power chair downstairs, and get carried up a flight of stairs, and then have a friend push me around for the rest of the reception. But it was still a lot of fun, and that's actually not even really the story. The story starts when the reception for this wedding ends, and the accessible cab that I had ordered to pick us up, myself and five of my friends, to drive us from the reception back to our hotel about 5 miles away, didn't show up. Now, this was, you know, 12:30, midnight, you know, just past midnight in Chicago in November. I had never been there before. I didn't know what I was doing or how to get around or anything like that. I remember calling this cab company, and I think I even spoke to somebody who just said, like, yeah, we're not coming. Like, it's too late, and it's busy out there, and so we're just not going to come. So I was like, okay, great. So let's find a way home. So now there are six of us trying to figure out how are we going to get from this reception back to the hotel. It was myself, my buddy Dylan, JP, Kai, and Alexa and Duncan, who were a couple of them then and themselves got married in Brooklyn a few years later. And so we started this journey and actually reached out to my friends before, after signing up for this, but before coming tonight, to see just what sort of memories they had about that night. And a couple of them were helpful, but Dylan specifically told me, I don't remember anything that happened after we waited for the cab. So it was one of those sorts of nights. So I can remember that we ended up taking the L train. We started off at a station pretty close to where the reception was that was underground. Everything was fine. I think I remember waiting there for a train and like a train not coming when it was scheduled to come and having to wait, you know, an extra 15 minutes. But it was okay. We were all in fairly decent spirits at that point. And we took the train. And again, the train ride was pretty uneventful. But we get to the station where we're getting off of the train. And now we're still about a mile away from the hotel. But this was the only accessible station that was anywhere near the hotel, so this is where we had to get off. This was an elevated station, and I remember getting out of the train and calling for the elevator, and the elevator comes, the doors open, and the floor of the elevator is just one giant pool of urine. You can imagine why. I think most of my friends, as helpful as they were that night, decided to take the stairs. But myself and a couple just had to get into that terrible elevator that smelled awful. I can still remember that smell today. And take the elevator down. And so now, like I said, at this point, we were still about a mile away from the hotel that we were trying to get to. So our only option at that point was to walk. Shortly into the walk, two of our party, Kai and Duncan, decide that they're going to go into a 7-Eleven to grab a snack real fast. And they go into the 7-Eleven, and while they're in there, someone else comes in and does a smash and grab, where they, you know, essentially, you know, knock, you know, break a glass and steal a bunch of stuff and run out. So Kai and Duncan proceed to get stuck in the 7-Eleven, which locks down for about 25 minutes, with the rest of us just sort of standing there outside. it was around this point that Alexa decided and declared to all of us that she was going to write a very strongly worded letter to the city of Chicago to explain all the issues we had had that night. Then after that was all sorted out, I remember leaving the 7-Eleven. I think I got to experience one of the benefits of using a wheelchair, which that I didn't realize how much my friend's feet were hurting at that point after a whole wedding reception and having to do this whole walk. I don't exactly remember when it happened, but and you know the stories sort of differ as to whether it was one shoe or two shoes, but at a certain point, JP took at least one of his shoes and threw it across the street to never see it again. So finished the walk without one of his shoes. I asked Kai her memories of this event, and she said at that point she really wanted to take her shoes off too. But Alexa gave her a speech that she likened to a This Is Sparta moment from the movie The 300, and decided it would be like a heroic thing for her to finish this walk with her heels on. And eventually we got back to the hotel and we, you know, slept late the next day, and it was really a fun adventure, and nothing went wrong. But so I think about that night now as something that might have been very stressful and might have caused a lot of consternation, but really is just a good memory that we all have of this wild night after our friend's wedding in Chicago. Thank you so much.